Sachat Gemara Parazayim Mishnah Vav Hayu Lufana Beitav Kolo Sof Peva. Somebody who has in front of him two baskets, and each basket held some produce, which was Peva. The Maaser from the produce was not yet taken off. The Yomar Maaser Zu Bezu Harishona Muser. And the person says the Maaser from basket A should be in basket B. Basket A is now considered Muser. He's allowed to eat the produce in basket A. And since he said that the maaser from basket A is in basket B, that's considered like taking off maaser from basket A. He can now eat basket A, and he would take the maaser from basket B to potter off basket A. If he said the maaser from basket A should be in basket B, and the maaser from basket B should be in basket A, only the first one is maaser. Only basket A is considered maaser. And it can eat the produce from basket A, but not the produce from basket B. As when he said that the maaser from basket A should be in basket B. So now basket A is ma'usr, and it's tasur from maaser. While basket B is chayv in maaser, hadn't yet taken off the maaser from basket B. And when he subsequently said that the maaser from basket B should be in basket A, that's meaningless. If he can't take off maaser from basket A to potter off basket B. As basket A is already tasur from maaser, since he said the maaser from basket A should be in basket B. While basket B is chayv in maaser. And you can't take off maaser for something that's potter in maaser to potter off something that's chayv in maaser. So the second thing he says is meaningless. Only the first thing he says, which is that the maaser from basket A should be in basket B, has any meaning. So basket A is considered ma'usr, basket B is still chayv in maaser, and he would take off maaser to potter off both basket A and basket B from the produce that's in basket B. Maaser Sam, maaser is kapkala b'chaverto. A person said that the maaser that I'm trying to take off from both basket A and basket B, I'm going to take off from only one of the baskets. Meaning to say that it's going to take off the maaser that it's trying to give from both baskets, from one basket to potter up the other. He'll either take off all the maasers from basket A, and that will potter up both basket A and basket B. Or he'll take off both maasers from basket B to potter up both basket A and basket B. That would be considered a kriya shame. Both baskets are now considered ma'usr, and since he said that the maaser from both baskets should be in one of the two baskets, even though he didn't specify which one of the two baskets he would take off the maaser from, doesn't make a difference. It's considered ma'usr, and now both baskets are allowed to eat the produce from, as long as he goes ahead and takes off the maaser for both baskets from one of the two baskets. Sachat Ma'atah Zayim, Mishnah Zayim, Me'a Teva, Me'a Chula, Naito Me'a Vecha. Somebody who has two baskets of grain, each basket contains 100 saw of grain. One basket contains 100 saw of grain of tevel. The maaser were not yet taken from it. And the other basket contains 100 saw of grain of chulin, that the maaser were already taken from it. And the two baskets got mixed up, and you don't know which basket is the one that contains the tevel. And you want to take off maaser from the basket that contains the tevel. What should you do to take off the maaser? The Mishnah tells us you take off 101. Meaning to say, you take one of the two baskets which contains 100 saw, and you say, if this is the basket that contains the teva, the maaser should be to the north or to the south of the basket. And if it's the other basket that contains the teva, then the maaser should be in the other basket to the north or to the south of the basket. And then you would take 10% from either one of the two baskets and give it to the levy. Now, even though it's possible that the maaser you gave to the levy is not really the maaser, it's maybe the 10% that you took off is from the basket that contains the chulin. But since maaser is mutter to be eaten by a non-kohen, it's not a problem. And it's okay to give the levy the 10% from only one of the two baskets. Now, that's what would be with regard to the maaser region itself. But what's with regard to the trumas maaser? The trumas maaser is the 10% that's taken from the maaser and given to the kohen. Even after the levy takes the 10% from the maaser region that you gave him and gave it to the kohen, but you're still not scot-free. And maybe the maaser rishon you gave to the levy was actually from the basket that contained the chulin. While the basket that contains the tevel, the trumas maaser was never taken from that basket. And trumas maaser is forbidden to be eaten as somebody who's not a kohen. So you can't eat the grain in either one of the baskets, as maybe you'll be eating the trumas maaser. So therefore what you have to do is you have to take off the trumas maaser from both baskets. Besides the trumas maaser that the levy took off from the maaser rishon that you gave him, you also have to take off trumas maaser from the other basket as well. You take one saw from the other basket, which is 1/100, and give it to the kohen. In that way,
Tumas Maisa was taken off from both baskets, and then you can eat the grain in both baskets. So that's why the Mishnah says you take off 101, meaning to say you have to take off an extra one from one of the two baskets and give it to the Kohen. So you end up losing one saw. And besides the Maisa Rishon, the Tumas Maisa that is normally taken off from the Teva, you have to take off another saw of Tumas Maisa and give it to the Kohen, just to ensure that Tumas Maisa was taken off from both baskets. You end up losing one saw, the Kohen gains one extra saw. Mea Teva, Mea Maisa. Naito Mea Vach, somebody who has two baskets. Each basket contains 100 saw of grain. One basket contains 100 saw of grain of Teva. That the Maisa were not yet taken from it. Or the other basket contains 100 saw of Maisa Rishon, that the Trumas Maisa was not taken from it. And the two baskets got mixed up, and you don't know which basket is the one that contains the Teva, and which basket contains the Maisa Rishon. And now you want to take off Trumas Maisa from the basket that contains the Maisa Rishon, and you want to take off regular Maisa from the basket which contains the Teva. What do? You take 101, meaning to say you take one of the baskets which contain 100 saw. And you say, if this is a basket that contains the Teva, the Maisa of this basket should be to the north or to the south of the basket. And if it's the other basket that contains the Teva, the Maisa should be to the north or to the south of the other basket. And then you would take 10% from this basket, and you would say that this 10%, which I had originally made into Maisa, should now be Trumas Maisa to Pater up the Maisa Rishon, as you have to take off Trumas Maisa from the basket that has Maisa Rishon. So that way, if this basket is the one that holds the Maisa Rishon, so very good, you have taken 10% of the Maisa Rishon and made it into Trumas Maisa. And even if this basket is the one that contains the Tevel, but it's still okay. And since you originally made this into Miser, so now you're allowed to take this Miser and make it into Trumas Miser to potter up the other basket, which contains the Miser Risha. And from that other basket, you have to take out Trumas Miser. And you don't have to take out the Trumas Miser from that basket itself. You can take Miser Risha that you have somewhere else and make it into Trumas Miser to potter up the Miser Risha in the other basket. So once you take this 10% and make it into Trumas Miser, so now the Maisa Rishon is matukin. The Maisa Rishon is now mutter for you to eat. The only thing that's now forbidden to eat is the basket that contains the Teva. The basket that contains the Teva, even though you had set aside the Maisa from that basket, as you said, you're setting aside Maisa from both baskets, so the Maisa that contains the Teva is now matukin with regards to Maisa. The Maisa had been separated from that basket, but you still have to take off Trumas Maisa. And from that Maisa, you have to take off Trumas Maisa and give it to the Kohen. And so you take off Trumas Maisa and give it to the Kohen, you can't eat the basket that contains the Teva. So therefore, besides the 10% that you took from one basket and made it into Trumas Maisa to ponder up the basket that contains the Maisa Rishon, you also have to take off one saw from the other basket and make it into Trumas Maisa to ponder up the Maisa Rishon that you separated from the basket that contains the Teva. So altogether, you have 11 saw of Trumas Maisa that has to be given to the Kohen. And once you take off 11 saw of Trumas Maisa to give it to the Kohen, both baskets are now mitukin, as both the Maisers and the Trumas Maisa were taken off. And you can eat both the basket that contain the Maisa Rishon and the basket which contains the Teva. Mea Chula Mitukane. Mea Maisa. Noito Mea Vas. Somebody has two baskets. One basket contains chulin mitukanin, meaning to say it contains grain that is mitukin, it's all fixed up, the mice was already taken from that basket and it's ready to be eaten. And the other basket contains mea saw of maisa rishon, that the trumas maisa wasn't taken off from that maisa rishon. It's forbidden to eat the maisa rishon until you take off the trumas maisa. And the two baskets got mixed up, and you don't know which basket contains the maisa rishon and which basket contains the chulin mitukanim. What you have to do is you have to take off 110, meaning to say you take one of the two baskets which contains 100 saw, and you say, if this is the basket which contains the maisa rishon, I am now taking off 10% from this basket and making it into trumas maisa, and that 10% is given to the kohen. So if this basket is actually the maisa rishon, so now everything's okay, and the Maisa Rishon is mitukin, it's taken off Trumas Maisa and given to the Kohen. And the other basket contains chulin mitukan, the other basket anyway, was mutter to be eaten. Problem is, maybe this is not the basket which contains the Maisa Rishon, maybe it's the other basket which contains the Maisa Rishon. So you have to take off 10% from the other basket as well, and say that if this basket is the one that contains the Ma'aser Rishon, so this is the Trumas Ma'aser for that basket, and you have to give all of the Trumas Ma'aser that you separated to the Kohen. So in this case, you're actually losing 10 saw. As from the first basket, you took off 10% and gave it to the Kohen, and from the second basket, you also have to take off 10% and give it to the Kohen. As you don't know which basket is the basket that contains the Ma'aser Rishon, so you have to take off Trumas Ma'aser from both baskets and give it to the Kohen. So you end up losing 10%. You end up losing 10 saw from one of the baskets, which wasn't really the basket that contained the Ma'aser Rishon. Me'er Tevo, Tishan Ma'aser. Tishan Tevo, Shmonim Ma'aser. Lo Hifzid Klum. You have two baskets. One basket contains 100 saw of Tevo, but the Ma'aser weren't taken from it. And the other basket contains 90 saw of Ma'aser, but the Trumas Ma'aser wasn't taken from it. Or one basket contains 90 saw of Tevo, and the other basket contains 80 saw of Ma'aser Rishon. And the two baskets got mixed up. You don't know which basket contains the Tevo and which basket contains the Ma'aser. And you want to take off Trumas Ma'aser from the basket which contains the Ma'aser, and regular Ma'aser from the basket which contains the Tevo. In this case, you won't end up losing anything. You won't have to give any extra Trumas Ma'aser to the Kohen. What you would do is you would take one of the two baskets and say, if this is the basket which contains the Tevo, you want the Ma'aser of this basket to be the north or to the south of the basket. And if it's the other basket that contains the Tevo, you want the Ma'aser to be to the north or to the south of the other basket. Then you would take the Ma'aser that you set aside from this basket, and you would take it off. And you would say that this Ma'aser should now be Trumas Ma'aser. So if this is a basket which contains the Ma'aser, so you're making it Trumas Ma'aser to cover for the Ma'aser. You have to take 10% from this basket and make it Trumas Ma'aser. And even if this basket is not the basket that contains the Ma'aser, it's the basket instead that contains the Tevo, but since you had made this into Ma'aser, you can now make it into Trumas Ma'aser to cover for the basket which contains the Ma'aser Rishon, to pocket up the other basket which contains the Ma'aser Rishon. And that way you've taken off both the Ma'aser Rishon and the Trumas Ma'aser. And this Trumas Ma'aser that you took off not only will it cover for the basket that contains the Ma'aser Rishon and pocket up that Ma'aser Rishon, but it would also cover for the Ma'aser Rishon that you took off from the Tevo. And not only do you have to take off Trumas Ma'aser from the Ma'aser Rishon, but now that you set aside Ma'aser Rishon from the Tevo, you have to take off Trumas Ma'aser from that Ma'aser as well. And this Trumas Ma'aser that you took off, the 10% that you took off from one of the baskets, is going to cover for both the Ma'aser Rishon and the Tevo. As you have to take off 10% from the basket which contains the Ma'aser Rishon and 1/100th from the other basket. And when you take off 10% from the basket which contains a larger amount of grain, that 10% covers both for the Ma'aser Rishon and for the 1/100th of the other basket. Since there's more Tevo in one basket than there is Ma'aser Rishon in the other basket, the 10% from the basket which contains a larger amount of grain is actually enough to cover for the Trumas Ma'aser of the Ma'aser Rishon, and also the 1/100th for the Trumas Ma'aser of the basket which contains the Tevo. Zah, cloud, this is a general rule. Kol Zman Tevo Maruba, Lo Hifzid Klum. Anytime one basket contains more Tevo than the other basket which contains the Ma'aser Rishon, when you take off Trumas Ma'aser from one of the baskets, that will potter up both the basket which contains the Ma'aser Rishon, will potter that up and be enough Trumas Ma'aser to cover for that basket. And it will also potter up the Trumas Ma'aser that you have to take off from the Ma'aser that you set aside for the basket, which is Tevo. I think there is more Tevo than Ma'aser Rishon. The 10% from the basket which contains a larger amount of grain covers the Trumas Ma'aser that is needed to take off from both baskets. So you don't end up losing anything in this case. You don't have to take off any extra Trumas Ma'aser from the other basket. The Trumas Ma'aser that you take off from one of the baskets is enough to cover for both baskets. You give that Trumas Ma'aser to the Kohen, and then you can eat the grain from both baskets.